I was so dumb, but I hopped on a plane, almost drove right back to the 541.
You definitely don't want that on the soundboard, because that's not cool.
No.
Well, that might be a solution, though, is...
No.
We get that on the soundboard, and then... Whenever King does that, he also clicks the button at the same time. It's fucking art, is what it is. February 5th, 2026. I'm Alex. He's King. He's Ski. This is the Sports Brewery Podcast. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. We're on Twitch. We're on YouTube. We're on all the things. Fuck ice. Okay, so. I don't know. See, that'd be a perfect time for the sound effect.
you gotta do it in post.
Yeah, yeah. Fuck it. We'll do it live. I don't know what to talk about this week. So the Superb Owl is happening in a few days. Again, we're recording this the 5th. And I fucking hate it. Like, I had somebody bring it up at work today. So they're like, hey, yeah, so like Seahawks, Northwest team playing the Patriots, like should be fun, right, everybody? And I was like, dude, I'm a Niners fan. Two, fuck the Patriots. Three, what are the scenarios here for me as a 49ers fan? The Patriots win, again, fuck the Patriots, or the Seahawks win a Super Bowl in the 49ers stadium. It does not get worse than that.
Does the Pats winning without Belichick or Tim Brady, it doesn't besmirch their careers, but maybe... You know, maybe they win two. Maybe they're system coach and quarterback. Maybe it's just the franchise won those Super Bowls.
Robert Kraft,
not,
yeah.
Yeah,
that's why Robert Kraft is in the Hall of Fame and not Belichick.
Yeah. Exactly.
No, Robert.
No, he's not, Kraft though, but yeah.
Oh, I thought he was voted in this year. I thought that's what everybody
was
saying.
No, he was not. Yeah, he was denied as well.
Oh, okay. Yep. That makes sense, by the way. Totally makes sense. Okay.
Whom amongst us haven't got some fucking hand jibbers from some like Asian massage parlors?
Listen,
so.
I got a handy and a blowy from what I found out was a girl with Down syndrome behind a bush at LCC before a men's basketball game. So who am I to judge? She was Inuit. She was literally like an Eskimo. And
so you thought it was like a language barrier, but in reality it was
she just had Downs.
Have you do you know who the comedian Kyle Kinane is? Because Kyle Kinane has a bit about this where he did essentially the same thing. And he realized it like partway through and was like, I don't want to stop.
I'm just saying, when I was going to watch Blake Hausman play for LCC, whoa, it was an intriguing thing I was offered into in the bush.
I think I'm going to have to correct you there. Do you mean Brandon Hausman?
No, I think it was...
Because Brandon was the one who played for LCC.
No, it was Brandon.
The younger
right.
brother.
You are correct.
All right.
You
all
are
right.
correct.
Hey,
you if
there's
correct.
One thing I know, it's the Hausman
yes,
family.
It's the Hausmans. You know the House of Hausmans. Yes.
So pretty much what you're saying is that you
they had a German Shepherd who was like really angry all the time. No matter how many times you met that dog, it wanted to fucking rip your face off.
So it was German.
It was a German Shepherd, correct. Yes.
And then also Ing says Robert Kraft should be in the Hall of Fame.
Army. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. The Raven Justice.
The dog does, is what we're saying.
King does.
King does.
I mean, he.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah. The plight of Robert Kraft. Obviously, it was a hit job by the liberal media. I mean,
oh, obviously.
Come on. I mean,
sorry. I wasn't
New York
following
Times
you.
And WAPO. Yeah.
I wasn't following you down the track of Andy Blowy with Down syndrome back to Robert Kraft.
Back to Kraft.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I didn't follow.
She was an ethnic lady. That's what Robert likes.
Hey. Yeah.
This is true. He would probably, even though she wasn't, probably think she was Asian anyways. Robert Kraft would. So I mean,
it was dark. Yeah.
You know. Oh, was it King? Oh, was it? We need to change the subject.
I would have.
So I guess Christian Gonzalez getting a Super Bowl ring might be cool. I guess that's an angle. I don't know, man. The guy who was a Duck for 1 year, I guess. Like, sure. I don't know. But again, like
my thing is just, hey, guys, you guys complained for years that it was like, oh, my gosh, there was a great quarterback who always led his team to the Super Bowl for 5 of the last 6 years. Wow, this sucks. Now you're watching Sam Darnold versus
it is a matchup of the coach of the year and the offensive player of the year.
Drake May. Come on.
Jackson Smith and Jigba winning offensive player of the year.
Cool. That's great.
And Vrabes winning coach of the year.
Yeah, oh yeah, we all tune into the Super Bowl to watch the head coaches. The head coach, the last two head coaches that have dominated our lives literally just wear bibs as outer shell gear. Like they just wear the thinnest, grossest thing. They wear shit that makes it look like they're going to a lobster, all you can eat like shellfish, lobster. Mm. You know, whatever event.
A boil bag,
where they just drop that shit down on their thin jackets and it just runs down and whatever. It's fine.
Wait, your coach rocks the windbreaker, doesn't he? Or is he a hoodie?
No, he's a windbreaker guy.
He's a windbreaker guy. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we have to hate Vrabel, right? Like if we hate Patriots, if we hate Belichick, if we hate the dynasty, this guy's the fucking epitome of it. This guy won the Super Bowls as a player.
Play defense, doesn't matter. And no now one cares.
We only have to hate them if they win, which seems not likely. Right?
I hate the Patriots win or lose, but
like, are we?
See, I don't hate that. I don't have vitriol towards the Pats right now because I'm like, Because
your team's won like 5 of the last 6 Super Bowls. Like
No. It has nothing to do with that. It's just like, I know the Patriots, if they win, they're annoying. If they win, it's annoying. Because they haven't felt enough pain as a region. But if they lose, whatever. It's like, okay, you lucked into, Justin Herbert didn't throw the touchdown in the first quarter on that drive that he should have.
Bo Nix breaking his ankle. Goal. Yeah.
I don't want to say you lucked into it, but you lucked into it. If they lose, I'll summarily dismiss Vrabes. If they win, the Pats and Vrabel are annoying as fuck.
I really don't want to hear that if they win all the Drake May talking points. Year two, they are going to just put him. I mean, Tom Brady's there. I think they would put him back. They are already just behind Tim.
Well, he's
Brady.
The next Tom Brady. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, given. Yeah.
They're probably already looking at him that way. I mean, he's not a great quarterback statistically yet, but the fact that he's in a Super Bowl right now and he made plays when they needed him to make plays, fucking.
I mean, I feel like Tom Brady wasn't a great statistical QB for his first handful of years.
I think he threw one touchdown on their entire playoff run the first time they won.
Exactly.
Can we stop acting like the Seahawks aren't going to be like monumentally more annoying than the Patriots if they win? Seahawks fans like are already the fucking worst. Like
cancer.
Wearing 12 jerseys, like
they're AIDS.
They have been fans for like 5 years,
they are defenders of UNICEF. Yeah.
They have no idea who the real Kurt Warner was. You know what I mean?
They love everyone with student loans.
Wait, you said they're cancer and AIDS? Man, that's a lethal combination.
And they defund UNICEF. I'm doing a bit.
No, it's not a bit. This is real. This is real talk. Everything you're saying is accurate. Yes, correct.
The Seahawks fans were so fucking pissed when Joe Biden was like, you want to know what? Medical debt? Not on your credit report. They're like, no! No! Maximum pain! You got cancer! I want that to be even more painful than your death in six figures of debt! That's what a Seahawk fan is. No! I'm sorry you got lymphoma. I'm actually not. I want that on your credit report. Oh, Kaiser Permanente, let's go! United Health, yes! Yeah. That's a Seahawk fan.
They want maximum punishment for Luigi. That's what they want.
Yeah. Yeah. They're the worst.
Yeah.
They stink.
Yep. Let's see. Swoosh says, worse than Hitler, some say. ICE is the new 12s. Yeah, accurate. And you're one of them. Like, you're yeah, one of them. So, you know. He's like
I'm boots, sure I've,
boots to the ground.
I'm sure I've mentioned this before, and we're talking 10 plus years ago, so maybe I get this wrong a little bit. But I feel like it was a play, like a wild card round, and the Seahawks lost to the Falcons late. Yeah. And it was not that the Seahawks season was over, and I could be wrong. It could have been like week 16, and 13 years later, my brain is mush and whatever. But they were like, nope. That last touchdown was on Richard Sherman, but that was zone. That was zone. Wasn't man to man. He's never gonna give it up a touchdown this year. Not a touchdown. Not one. It was zone. That was a zone.
Fucking ran by him. Yeah.
And I called the Seahawks, they're online on the Twitter accounts. No, that actually wasn't Richard Sherman's fault. It's like, your season is over. Yeah. You lost on that play. Stop arguing about Richard Sherman giving up his first touchdown of the year. The season's over. You're cancer. I hate Seahawks fans.
They are the worst. Because
they don't admit they're the worst. Because they don't admit they're the worst.
Yeah, have some ownership. Like, I'll say, like, Oregon fans are annoying as hell. But, like, for the most part, Oregon fans, like, are pretty, like, they get it. You know, like, they know what they are at this point. Like, for the most part, I mean, there are exceptions.
Losers. Yeah.
There are exceptions. But, like, I think they get the bit at this point. Like, but 12s.
They better. Shit.
12s. Look inward. Look inward. And just know you're the worst.
Well, see, that one, again, that's the difference between the Pat fans. Pat fans are just, like, drunken, slobbedly annoying, just like, hey, fucking go Pats.
Go Pats. Fuck you. We've already won fucking 80 Super Bowls. Who fucking care? Whatever. Yeah.
Mm. Oh, great point by Booble. I thought of your top three things of why you want Seattle to lose, Mina Kimes would for sure be in the top three.
She's not top three.
Because you hate women.
No.
For you. For women. You, for sure. Because you hate women and minorities. So, I mean, that's a double whammy.
Hate women and I hate minorities.
Yeah.
Okay. WCP, clip that and make it, put it on the soundboard, me saying that. Yep. I've been very open in the Discord about my dislike of Mina Kimes.
Listen, we know your hate of Asians.
Yes.
Like, we understand it.
I thought we stopped Asian hate.
I am the opposite. I'm the opposite of Robert Kraft. Robert Kraft has a thing for Asian women.
This has been like 10 years. It was a long time ago. But I still remember your Instagram posts and Facebook of you going to Pearl Harbor and being like incensed that one of those slanties sunk that ship right there. I remember that. You were so irate. You were so mad.
I like a picture of me flipping off the ocean because Japan's on the other side of the ocean.
Yeah, yeah. Japan's on the other side.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck you, whale. Crazy. Fuck you, dolphin. Sorry.
Same.
Couldn't help it. So Mina Kimes is a reporter. Mina Kimes is a fan of the Seahawks. Mina Kimes does not provide any analysis of any kind. She is a vibes person. And I don't. So if she's a vibes person, then stop bringing her in and acting like she's a reporter. She's not a reporter. She has never been a reporter. Okay? She's a Seahawks fan who asks questions. She's Greeny. Like, Greeny's a Jets fan. She's Greeny.
Well, her title is analyst, not journalist.
Yeah.
Okay. Not investigative journalist. It's analyst.
Okay. This guy watches too much Fox News and calls them all journalists on there.
I will. The only, by the way, the only reason I'm saying this is because everybody in the Discord was arguing with me that she is a journalist. I'm like literally like, show me one report she's done. And DuckDuckChef comes back is like, well, she did this in like 2012. It's like, cool, dude. All right. So who's the Nick Wright? She's Nick Wright. Okay, cool. Right on. She's Nick Wright. Sweet. Fuck out of here. Also, fuck the Seahawks. Also, fuck Mina Kimes because she likes the Seahawks. Also, fuck Swoosh because he likes the Seahawks. I'm going Tupac. Favorite, this is my hit him up.
Who is your favorite analyst? Who is your favorite sitting behind a desk and talking about the NFL?
Fuck Sean Alexander for having a dumbass number as a running back. What is he, like 37? Who the fuck is 37 and you're the running back for an NFL football team?
Someone loop in ether.
Fucking dork.
Who is your favorite behind the desk analyst?
Oh, I don't watch TV anymore. ESPN.
Well, then what the fuck are you talking about?
Stanford Steve? I like Stanford Steve.
He's not an analyst.
I'm fucking kidding, man. Oh, clearly, let's see. Booble says, fuck the 40 Winers. Fuck Santa Clara. Yeah. Yeah, Niners don't even play in San Francisco. Fuck Dan Soder? Booble. I don't believe.
I believe he's actually a Bronco fan, though, isn't he?
Soder? No, he's a Niners fan.
I thought he's from Detroit. I thought he's from Denver.
Yeah,
he's not a Bronco fan from Denver.
No, he's a Niners fan, famously.
That's crazy.
He's a Nuggets fan, though. Yeah, he talks about that all the time. Yeah, Nuggets and Niners, big time Niners, like forever. Yeah, sort of famously. Ski, do you even know who Dan Soder is? Like, he's friends with Mike McDaniel. Like, went to the Super Bowl when he was coach. Like.
I mean, just because he's friends with Mike McDaniel, that automatically makes him a Niners fan.
He told a story about after they lost, like, because he's friends with McDaniel, he, like, there's a party for both teams after the game, and he went to the party because, like, the Niners had a party, all the coaches and players, not all of them, but, like, most of them went there, and he told a story about just, like, sitting at the table with a really depressed Robert Saleh, just, like, like eating a salad. And like...
Yeah, what year was that a depressed Robert Saleh?
Yeah, you got
which
pick
year?
One. You got to pick one.
Yeah, which year?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't see. You're bringing up my three least favorite teams: the Patriots, the Seahawks, and the Niners. I don't like all three of them.
Yeah.
Seahawks. Can you think all this vitriol for the Chiefs? The Chiefs aren't
likeable.
In my top three.
My team's likable. Yeah. What is a single thing to hate about the Chiefs?
Yeah, I know. Likeable. Right? You know what they had to hate about the Chiefs was Mahomes' brother and his wife. That they had to dig that deep.
Oh, don't act like you didn't jack off to his wife's SI cover today.
I'm glad you brought that up, Ski, because I said it.
Don't
in the Discord
act
too.
Like you didn't J-O in the
credit
closet.
Where it's due. That woman has what? Like, how many kids do the Mahomes have? Like two or three? Two or three now?
Three.
Boy.
Three. They're all named after like minerals, which is kind of.
Like quartz? Is that one of the kids?
Yeah, like
zinc.
Sterling. Zinc.
Adamantite?
Sterling is definitely one of them.
Adamantium?
Mithril?
Yeah. We'll go, reaching deep in the bag for that one.
We'll go Wolverine and Lord of the Rings. Perfect. No, like, credit where it's due, man. Brittany Mahomes on the cover of that magazine. Good for you. Like, I know, again, personal trainers, millions of dollars, whatever, but that shit takes work. Like, props.
The funny thing is Sports Illustrated knew what they were doing with that because they don't actually do physical magazines anymore. It's all online. So they put that out as though she was the cover girl. Mm. And people were like, what the fuck? Who is asking for Brittany Mahomes? What? Yeah. The whole thing was American Wags. So there were like four different digital covers, and it was all wives of American.
Who else is in that? McCaffrey's wife? She's a model.
No, Kittle's wife was on there.
Kittle's
a
wife?
Very pregnant. Oh. Yep. Oh. Yep.
Huh.
Pregnant woman was on there. I don't remember all the names, but.
Yeah, by the
pregnant
way,
woman, gross.
By the way, right? Niners wives are like top notch. Like, Juszczyk's wife is ridiculous.
I've I think there's a good chance most NFL players' wives are top notch.
Okay. All right. All right.
I mean, I might be going a little bit of a limb here. But
do you remember Tony Womack's wife?
That's baseball in the 90s. Different.
Why are you bringing up old shit?
That was 2001. I'm just saying.
Oh, my God.
Hey, is that your grandma? No, that's my wife, Joe Buck. Oh, shit.
Was Joe Buck married to Carissa Thompson, right? Is that right?
Is he?
I think so. Like she's the host of Amazon, right? She does the Amazon pre and post game host stuff, I think. Yeah.
I was not aware of that.
You think that was Buck and not McCarver? Because that seems like McCarver would say, not Joe Buck.
I thought it was Joe. I thought it was Buck. I could be wrong.
I mean, I gotta assume McCarver half in the bag just, yeah, you brought your grandma.
I really thought it was Joe Buck.
But you got a good looking grandma there.
You know, I'm not 100% sure on it. Just
what's your grandma doing this Friday night? That's by Tim McCarver. It's flawless. Let's see. Booble says Taylor Swift is a reason to hate the Chiefs, which I call bullshit on because she's amazing.
A lot of women hate in the Discord this week.
Because she's amazing.
Crazy. I
mean, from hosts here. I mean, Jesus.
Taylor Swift is amazing in every way, and you're wrong. So, cool.
Yeah, I have noticed that Booble hates women entertainers in general because it's been like Taylor's just in the last like 10 days.
It's true.
Taylor Swift, Sabrina Carpenter, Adele. Do you want to delve into like racism here, Boobs, and give us a Whitney Houston take, or what are we doing here?
Reverse racism.
I'm like actually confused by the Adele take. Like I mean, I'm not saying you have to be like a humongous fan of her music and listen to her music all the time, but like, you can't have the opinion that Adele is a bad singer. Like, you can't. She's she is one of the best voices of our era. Like, what are we doing?
like there's a meme that makes it look like a SpongeBob. He's like holding his ear and holding his hand up and makes it look like everything is fast forwarding, you know, by him. That's how. Hello from the other side. Like, that's how Adele's voice hits. It's like, get it. Get it, girl.
And as I said in the Discord the other day, like, the Skyfall song is an undeniable banger. Like, that is one of the best songs ever made. Period. I don't get it, man. I don't get it. You're wrong.
Maybe. I mean, that's the top three Craig Bond song.
When you say period, for at least the next month, because this is a trend, you got to say clock it after period. You got to do this. You got to clock it.
Is that a thing? Like, okay.
That's a thing.
Is that what the kids are doing?
When you say period, you got to clock it.
Period. You got to say period.
Period.
Add the
period.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Clock it.
I'm like, you're telling me to say that, it could mean something awful, and I'm probably just going to.
No, it doesn't.
Anyways.
It really.
It's a white power hand gesture.
It is
by
not.
The way.
It is. Not.
Well,
it is not.
Now I'm on. Now I'm on wax.
It is not.
Is there any sports to talk about?
I just want to say that I did go to the Oregon men's basketball game on Saturday, Sunday. I don't even know what day it was.
Yeah. Sunday.
What day was
Sunday. Who's to tell?
That was one of the most boring things I've ever sat through. And I was crying halfway through driving. And they're like, Joey Mack's like, oh, and hey, by the way, this guy and this guy are also out. I don't remember who their names are because the team stinks. Like,
Breyer
out. Pryor and Stewart or whatever it was. They're out.
Demir was the other one out.
Demir. Oh, God.
Who was Demir I mean, he's worst. Awful, but
very calm, yeah. very
he's
Demir.
Awful. Clock it. But Yeah. I was like, oh, this is so perfect. This is so perfect. They stink, and it was boring. And did you go to the game?
Yep.
Yeah. There's some white dude who just dropped like 37 on him. Looked like someone who would have been in that roller.
The whitest of whites. Yeah.
Looks like he would have been in like a high school villain in a 90s movie wearing rollerblades. Yeah. That's the guy who
might have been in Airborne.
He looks like someone in Airborne. It was terrible.
I'd go watch a game if the guy from Airborne was playing in it. Hell yeah. That's a draw.
He was not. Yeah, but he was not. He's not like the lead villain in Airborne. He's like the minion because he is ugly too, but very white.
That was the thing about the 90s is when you had to be a villain, you had to be kind of good looking.
Mm. No, of course. Yeah. You also had to have that hair that fell just like so perfectly, like waterfalls. Just like I can't get my hair to fall like that. I don't know what kind of products. I mean, we probably had good water, fluoride in the water back then hair would fall that way.
That's the whole basis of a TLC song, you know, don't go chasing waterfalls. That was don't go chasing 90s villains in a movie with great hair. That's what she was talking about. T-Boz was preaching. T-Boz was preaching. I just want to know, is there anyone out there who was born in like 2002 who knows who T-Boz is?
Hmm. What about Chili?
Do you remember Lisa Left Eye Lopez?
She was my favorite.
She was dead by then.
She was, exactly. She was dead before these people were born. Exactly. Yeah. No. By the way,
did she die?
It was a plane crash.
Car wreck.
Car crash.
It was a car wreck, right?
In like
third world country
or South America?
I'm thinking of Aaliyah because Aaliyah died in a car crash, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Or a plane crash, I mean. Yep. Okay. Yeah, like
so did Buddy Holly.
Here's what we learned from the
that was
water...
the day the music stopped.
Allegedly. Fucking Buddy Holly. Like, do you know a Buddy Holly song? Like,
yeah,
I know the Weezer song about Buddy Holly.
The levee was dry.
There was that Weezer Holly movie from like the 90s.
Man, I got nothing.
When you were 15. And they said, ooh, I look just like Buddy Holly. Did you know what the fuck they were talking about?
No.
Yes, because I remember the movie that came out about Buddy Holly.
Really?
Yeah.
I knew who the next line is Mary Tyler Moore. I know who Mary Tyler Moore is.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, I don't know who the fuck Buddy Holly is.
Yeah.
Except yeah,
Buddy, it was Buddy Holly and the Buddy Holly and the Crickets.
But seriously?
Pretty sure that's what his band was.
Ski in middle school.
Shiver me timbers. This guy just
Yeah, ski in middle school. Like, oh, hey, they're talking about my favorite band. All right. Buddy Holly and the Crickets.
Buddy and the Crickets.
I believe he's been dead for like 60 years. 60, like he didn't even make it to the 60s.
67 years, according to Swoosh.
60, exactly.
As of Tuesday.
What? Yeah. Seriously?
Like World War II like just ended and he was like...
What the fuck was Weezer talking about then? I thought that was a more current death.
Like, by the way, current,
I mean like 30 years, not...
Pick a more significant musician, too. Like a guy who had some hits. Like, Buddy Holly didn't have hits. Name a Buddy Holly hit, Ski. You're a fan of Buddy Holly. Name a hit. Name a jam.
What?
Uh-huh.
I feel like there's like a Sioux involved. Sioux.
Like a Native American?
No, like S-U-E. Not like the Sioux, like the Canadian people.
Oh, like is it Suzy Q? Is that Buddy Holly?
Suzy Q, yeah, something like that.
Buddy, I know you, Suzy Q. No, that's not them. That's like CCR.
I remembered it. It's the, that'll be the day. That'll be the day that I die. Yeah, one.
When
done.
You say goodbye. Yeah, that is a song.
Done.
I have no idea what else he sings.
I believe
I don't him. Either.
I don't know that song. So yeah,
I don't either. I just
Google.
Well,
it.
I mean, that's what you don't get too many hits out when you die at like 21 years old. So yeah,
sounds lazy. fucking figured out.
If he had won an NBA Finals and died at 21, we'd all say he's the best player ever because he never lost in the finals.
He never lost. Exactly. Yep.
Never lost. Undefeated. Never lost.
Yep.
Never lost.
Best of all time. A lot of people are saying. What did we learn from the waterfall video? Don't chase evil villains with wavy hair or else you'll get bruises. Bow, bow. Remember the guy in the video who had a bruise? And it was like a big deal that he had a bruise.
Yeah. It was.
Yeah.
What does the please stick to the rivers and the lakes that we're used to imply in that song?
Just stick to losers.
Like been dead for 35 years.
Were they talking about River Phoenix?
In the 90s.
This is a good question because a waterfall is probably the most electric man you could get. Okay. That's electric. That's a 90s
waterfall.
Right? Or even a woman. That waterfall is the most electric partner you could get. Mm-hmm. Right?
Okay.
Because, I mean, that's unpredictable. That is wild. I mean.
Sparks. Yeah.
A river? Okay. Also.
Good.
Can be unpredictable. Wild.
Rocky terrain.
Feel like a lake.
Switch with a top three squirters. I think that's kind of what you're. Is that what you're implying here with this?
I'm making this a partner thing.
Swoosh's mom. Swoosh's grandma.
if a woman called you a lake in comparison to bodies of water, you'd be offended. Like, what the fuck does that mean?
Yeah.
You're just the same. You're stagnant.
Yeah. Yep.
Look at you. You're the same on Monday as you are on Tuesday. Oh, in the summer, you're a little lower because you're a loser. Yeah. You're just the same. You let the sun make you lower. Oh, the temperature kills you a little bit. Oh, okay. You're a loser. Where a river and a waterfall, that's kind of electric.
That's why dams. That's why you build dams. That's where you get the electricity from. You get it from that river flowing into the dam. Yeah.
Speaking of, I did fall into last weekend, a 20-minute just rabbit hole of all the dams that have been released in Northern California from the Klamath River.
I love this.
And my God, Can you believe that the Klamath River and Klamath Falls are not actually connected in any way?
Well, it's part of the Klamath River.
Other than just like
Klamath River Basin.
It's part of the basin, my friend.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of. Not really, though.
Okay.
Not really. I don't think so.
All right. No, you're teaching me right now.
But I'm just saying, the videos are crazy because they're like, here's these five dams we've broken up since like 2023. In this, 200-mile stretch in Northern California. And they break them down, and you're like, well, now there's no water. Where'd all the water go?
Mm-hmm.
I thought this would be cool.
Into the ocean. That's what the Dems are doing.
It'll be the next one that looks cool. And they show it before and after. I'm like, the fuck is all the water?
Yeah,
it was very sad. It didn't look cool either. I thought it'd be rushing down and beautiful plains and nice riparian areas on both sides.
Ooh.
Now, just little tiny streams.
Mm. Speaking of little tiny streams.
Anyway, Swoosh, Sam Darnold, what a joke artist.
Speaking of little tiny streams, Swoosh says he's the mill race, if we're talking about bodies of water. Okay.
Oh, come on, man.
That sucks. So you're like, you're stagnant and then like, Things shit and pissing you all the time. That sucks, man. That sucks. Condolences. Let's see. Booble says, fun fact about me, I had a running gag with my ex that I could beat the shit out of the Hoover Dam. You ever been to the Hoover Dam?
Big dam.
It's a big dam. That's a damn big
dam.
That
is a big dam.
It's a damn big dam. Yep. All right. Well, I think Nutian said earlier, like speaking of Darnold, like he's rooting for the Patriots just because he doesn't want a USC quarterback to win a Super Bowl. So I get it. So again, that's another horrible scenario about the Super Bowl. Like if the Seahawks win, a fucking USC quarterback wins a Super Bowl, Like, that's what we want in this world.
My father-in-law went to the same high school that Sam Darnold did.
The same time?
Well, no.
It's a young man.
And his brother has a... it's not quite a... It's got a big memorial. Like, this, a school-sanctioned... It's not a statue. It's not like a statue, but it's close enough.
Is it like a is it a plaque? Like a plaque, or is it like
it's a plaque with a plaque. It's a
like
plaque.
A dedication?
It's a plaque with like an artistic thing of like a long distance runner, because he was hit by a car while he was running.
That's
your father-in-law?
No, his brother.
Oh, his brother. Okay.
Yeah, so he's dead.
But was he actually a runner, or were he just got hit running?
No. He was like a very good runner.
Actually athlete, all right.
At the high school, yeah. Well, I think they were called the Tritons. The Tritons. Yeah. I should remember what school Sam Darnold. I should remember what school it was. What town it was.
Ski's just like, so he's like walking down the street and a car comes up on the curb and he's just running away. So they have a statue of him running away from the car.
No, he was training, man. He was training for, cross country.
Sure.
And he crossed a road when he shouldn't have on the PCH. And
what's up with long distance runners
didn't survive
from motor vehicles and getting enshrined in places?
Well, I think it's when you hit the high. You hit that runner's high.
Bree
was the same way.
Exactly.
People blame Bree's death on the booze. No, he ran 13 miles that day. Mm-hmm. He was still hitting that runner's high. Yeah. That's what happened to Steve Prefontaine and my father-in-law's brother as he crossed the street from the high school over the PCH and got smushed by a car and died. And that's why he has a statue.
Exact same situation. Yep.
Yeah, exact same. And I'm not joking. Like, I went there.
I
was like, Scott, your brother does not have. I was like, oh my God, I'm here witnessing it. You have. He does. And it's just like, oh, he finished seventh in a cross country meet. You know,
is there a
like the Riley? He was like the Riley Gaines of running of getting smushed in 1981.
Should there be a limitation on how
San Clemente High is where I think San he went? Clemente. Someone look it up. Okay. San Clemente High.
The Tritons.
The Tritons of San Clemente High. Someone look it up. I'm not wrong. I'm not lying. I'm not making this up.
Is there should there be a limit on how long statues can exist at a place like that? So like a school. So a school honors a kid who got hit by a car. And like,
they are the Tritons. Yeah.
Okay. So like 20 years later, do we move on from the statue?
Like, I want to say this is a good thing you're bringing up.
Braga wants to tear down all the statues.
So, you know where the end of South Eugene High School is in relation to where the old YMCA used to be.
Yes, I do.
Correct?
Where the International High School is, right?
Yes, IHS. Uh-huh. Shout out to IHS.
Yes.
Samantha Leeds got hit.
I remember that.
Obliterated. Not dead. She did not die.
No, she did not die.
She was obliterated by a car crossing where there was no crosswalk.
No crosswalk, no light, and they immediately put in a light. Yeah.
And they immediately put one in. So we know what it's like to see a classmate smushed. Yeah. And I'm glad Samantha Leeds is good and living a great life and all of that. She was a catalyst to, street safety. That's great for her. I love that for her.
Yeah, well, what she probably would have been cool.
What was Prefontaine a catalyst for then?
Eating a power bar before driving.
Instead of drinking a ton of alcohol.
Well, see, my big problem with Free is a lot of people say, like, oh, he was doing drugs too, right? He was drinking and doing drugs.
I think it was just alcohol, right?
I could have swore they always said he was doing drugs.
Yeah, I'm sure. But I was probably.
Like, I mean, he probably needed a couple lines and he would have been perfectly fine driving home.
Well, that was back.
Oh, then. Yeah. He would have.
He was definitely on the reefer. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, if someone at the cooler gave him a couple things of blow,
a couple bumps.
He would have driven in a straight line focused.
Oh, well, he would have been sobered up like that, ready to go.
Yeah, that's the takeaway here is alcohol, weed, no. Cocaine, that makes you a better driver.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
I guess Swoosh also makes a good point of what do you learn? What do we learn from the Prefontaine thing is don't own an MG because they're shitty cars. Right?
It's really specific.
Yeah. Also, if you're going to crash, don't crash into a rock.
Yeah.
Don't drive into a rock. First thing to crash into.
An immovable object.
A wall of a rocks.
Mountain. You crash into a mountain.
Mountain of rocks. You couldn't have just hit a Subaru.
You fucking idiot. Like crash into some bushes, you fucking dumbass. It's really crazy. We know where he crashed. Yeah.
You just couldn't have hit, just a Subaru or the lesbian who drives it. You had to drive into a mountain of rocks.
Insane. We all know that area. How did he crash into that? Like it's like
kind of cup,
like it's on a turn, like but like
kind of
like
downhill.
Yeah, but if he's going downhill, he's going over into the oncoming traffic lane and crashing into it that way. Like, how did he do that? Like, he must have been hammered. Like hammered.
Have you ever taken someone to the pre-crash site / rock?
No.
Like as like, I've oh, like one, you're in like town. A, like, oh, we got to go check this out.
Yeah. Like, no, not on a date.
You want to see where this guy died? People love him.
I mean,
you're next. Great.
You take him to see Pre's Rock, and then you take him right into the rhododendron garden in, Hendrix Hills there.
Rhododendron gonorrhea. That's a special case.
I only ask because I've done it once. And these people were from Ohio, and they were like,
what's that big looking dirt mound over there?
No, they were just like, what is that called? I thought everything be about something? This would just be more exaggerated. And it's like, no, that's it. It's
a rock.
That's what it is.
Yep. And occasionally people put flowers around it. Basically, like, people put flowers around it who are track people who come to Eugene for the first time, and that's pretty much it.
I mean, I have been extremely stoned driving that entire area a lot. I never crashed into the rock.
It's hard.
I've been
genuinely, that would be so difficult to do. Like, it's almost
stupid
impressive.
Stone too.
It's
like,
almost impressive.
It really is.
Like, and then to die from it because you'd have to be going like you can't go that fast around that turn. Like, I guess
it's not much of a turn.
It's an MG.
Be cooler because if he doesn't hit the rock. You keep going straight. He's just driving off the cliff because you hit that T intersection there that sends you back down the hill. That would have been way cooler than just hitting the rock.
Oh my God. We would have had if we prepared for the show and we were doing, we knew this bit was coming. Every time someone said the rock, they could do it like Sean Connery. God,
welcome.
We need the rock. Yes.
Can we hit the rewind button? I know. Like, yeah. Missed opportunity.
So it'd be like, So when he dumbly hit the rock.
Yeah. That's great. See if anyone gets it. Yeah.
I like this idea from Swoosh though. TSB Mythbusters on this. So
I gotta be honest. Mm-hmm.
Are there any like 70s whatever 60s MGs still around to drive?
Got an MG laying around? I'll take it out there.
Yeah,
I did know a guy, and you guys probably know him too. Is it weird saying people's names like this?
Well, you don't have to say their name. Like, we go to high school with him or what?
Yeah, I went to high school with him. And his first car was his dad's MG.
Okay.
And he was like 6 foot five.
I think I know who you're
Native American
about.
Guy. Native American guy.
Yeah.
First name was Josh. Yeah.
Yes, I know exactly who you're talking about.
And I was like, what the fuck? How are you in that car? You're
like, why?
Why?
Like, why and how? Yeah.
Yeah.
He, I don't know this actually, but he did not crash his MG into Prez Rock.
He became a DJ in San Francisco, I believe.
Still? Like, still a DJ? He's like our age.
I don't know.
I mean, like,
no, like, but it was a while ago that he was still
cool. Yeah. That's a good place to be a DJ. Yeah. Hell yeah. So we're gonna have like some downtime this summer. Like, I mean, today is a prime example how there are no sports to talk about. So we just take this shit on. We take this shit on the road. Get in a car, go on fucking, go up Prez Rock area, see what that shit's about. Knock five or six beers back, drive,
I feel like,
you know? Videotape.
I feel like we're doing an easy entrance into like list and whatever we're doing.
Yeah, let's just
let's
do that, by the way. Yeah.
But I want to say, here's a sports thing I do want to talk about.
Do it.
The NBA All-Star Game. No one gives a fuck about it. No one's given a fuck about it for a very long time. And this is like pre-COVID, probably even pre-Kobe, if we're being honest. He had a cool moment, but no one's really given a fuck about the NBA All-Star Game for a long time. But when LeBron was named, you know, was Tuesday, Monday, as like a reserve, and people were like, Zach Lowe, like real NBA people were like, well, I don't know. I just don't know if LeBron should have been an all-star. You know, we had, why isn't Kawhi Leonard? Because the game is actually at the Clippers home arena, the Intuit Dome. And it's like, hey, NBA dickhead, he's LeBron James.
Yeah, shut the fuck up, man.
No one gives a fuck about Kawhi Leonard. No matter how good Kawhi Leonard has been, is, will be, whatever. The fact that you're sitting there as a like legitimate voice of the NBA and being like, well, I don't know why we just elected this guy that, you know, some people might say is the best player of all time, into an exhibition game that no one gives a fuck about. Yeah, that's why he's in there. Because he's a name. You don't like that? That's fine. But he is still averaging like 23-6-5. Is he one of the best? Is he a top 10 player? No, he is not. Is he a top 20? Probably. He's 41. And this is the thing that kills me. It's not even like the LeBron thing. Is that a lot of NBA voices are like, we need to embrace the GOATs. Like, we need to be better, like baseball does, of like embracing the past and the now. You know, like while they're still here. Did it with Michael. Did it with Kobe. It's like a preposterous notion to do with LeBron. Is the media so hot-pilled, hot-taked, like away from like just being like, LeBron James can play in a meaningless game in the city that he plays in, and we just can't object it? Like, do you think anyone's tuning in to watch Denny Advia? Ski, you're wearing a Blazers hat. Mm-hmm. Do you think there's a fucking person in the world not wearing a hat like that who's like, hey, you want to know Denny Advia's all-star? I want to see that.
I know a little country that is intrigued by it.
Oh, the Jays?
Yeah.
Benny Knott. Yeah, he's excited. But do they even have cable in Israel at this point? Can they watch it?
I mean, I thought I thought they invented cable. Isn't that?
Did they? Well, they perfected it for
perfected
sure.
Perfected it.
This is me not saying anything at all.
I feel like that's their MO. They perfected it. They just didn't invent it.
Well, no. I mean, they run all the networks. I mean, you know. Decision makers, the whole damn thing, you know.
But seriously, an anti-Semitic.
That's why Kid Rock's not famous anymore. You know,
stop Jewish hate. Watch the TP USA halftime show on Sunday because you don't want to watch Baboni do his thing. I get it. I'm with you. I am with you. I am watching Travis Tritt masturbate to Kid Rock do his thing on TPSU, whatever the fuck it's called, that halftime show. That's what I'm watching. I don't know what you're watching, but that's what I'm watching.
Turning Point State University?
Sure. Whatever. I was taking a shot in the neck on that acronym.
You only have one shot. Do not miss your chance to blow. The opportunity comes once in a lifetime, yeah.
Booble's rocking his head on that one.
He sure is.
But
I got him back. Lost him with Adele. Got him back with Eminem.
But I was just like, it's such a dumb qualm for like serious, like people on the internet. Yeah, whatever. But like serious NBA people like Zach Lowe and Brian Windhorst. I'm like, really? It might be his last year. If it's not, it's next year. Let him fucking play in the All-Star.
I mean, it's similar to like, do you really think Shedeur Sanders his stats were good enough to make the Pro Bowl? No,
I mean,
but
that's a whole different.
But it's like you're thinking. I mean, you invite Shedeur Sanders to the Pro Bowl because maybe those handful of people that have been blowing him this whole season will tune into it.
Joe Flacco was on the Pro Bowl team, wasn't he? Like
Flacco.
Jesus, did you guys like watch any of that at all? I tuned in for like 5 minutes of it.
I don't know what you're doing that.
It literally looked like it was under the Washington Jefferson Bridge.
It was so bad. Like, why? What is the point? Like, who's what?
No,
like,
they need to
who's
kill
that
it.
For?
They need to kill it.
They don't get like bonuses in their contracts for the Pro Bowl anymore, do they? Like
it was on a like
money.
Do yeah. they?
It was Got on it. Like a Tuesday night.
It was. Yeah.
It wasn't even on a Saturday or a Sunday. Like
I think I might have more people like on my pack opening on Tuesday night. My seven people. I think I'd probably eclipse that.
Terrible.
While you're hunting for Bill Belichick Browns cards.
Yeah. Brownies.
Yeah, tune into that, by the way. Ski's pack opening. It is on YouTube now, so if you missed that.
Sorry. Honestly, think you should just take the Pro Bowl and just not have it be football at all. Like, do those, like, bowling.
Do the skills. Well, no, do the skills things. Like, they used to do the
skills things are dumb, too.
That shit was fun.
The QB club thing they did in the 90s before the Pro Bowl.
Yeah.
Well, they had Dan Marino throwing lasers at cans of green beans 40 yards away. He just hit a homeless person's thing of corn.
Let's find out how far Jim Harbaugh can throw a football, you guys. We need to know.
Great. Yes. QB club. Is QB club still even a thing?
No,
do you know what I'm talking about?
I do.
No, it's not.
Google QB club. It was a thing. It had a whole logo. It was like a quarterback going like this, and it was like four different colors, and it was official. Like Steve Young was a member of the QB club.
Yes. And I remember it being in a couple of video games too. It was like on the box. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. QB club.
QB club was real.
Great times.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just obliterating pieces of fruit 30 yards down the field.
Well, they used to have like the moving targets that were worth points and stuff like that. Yeah. That shit was rad.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
Nobody. Dan Marino just throwing missiles. Just great.
I mean, because we know there's no way the NFL is making money off the Pro Bowl anymore. It's why have it still?
What? It's probably still contracted. I think it'll probably go away once it's no longer like a you know, something, a legal thing. You know, that's not the best way to put it, but because no one watches it, no one cares. They don't even do anything anymore. It is literally worse than like 4 years ago when they were like, we're going to play flag football.
Yeah.
And people were like, well, that's dumb. We're not going to watch. Okay, well, we're not going to play flag football. We're going to take it out of actual stadiums now. And we're going to do skills games like hacky sack and frisbee. And now they're just playing like on a 40-yard field underneath the Washington Jefferson Bridge, dodging needles and Kitty Piercy's dead corpse, just throwing with American bucket Piercy hats on.
Wow.
Jim Torrey is sitting there just rotting in the end zone, as you know, some tight end, as some offensive lineman catches a 3-yard pass from Shedeur Sanders wearing a bucket hat and flags. It's dumb. We need to get rid of it.
It should just make, how about like a golf tournament? Like I said, you know,
well, that's kind of going on too.
Yeah. Just pay them for a golf tournament or the old Steve Garvey fishing tournaments.
Just hear me out.
Nothing.
Don't do anything.
Anything is an option too.
Don't do it anymore. Yeah. God damn.
Like, ugh. Justin Jefferson was in Santa Clara today doing interviews. He wasn't even like, he didn't care about. Travis Kelce's still in Tahoe, fucked up. Like, yeah. I've seen video. Like, he's today. You don't give a fuck. Don't give a fuck.
NFL
and he's peak bucket hat guy. He doesn't even care anymore. He is peak bucket hat under a bridge with meth
heads. Is he still? Did Taylor take him off the bucket hat?
No.
Okay.
In the summertime, Kittle will never lose the bucket hat. He's still silly bucket hat.
Kittle was rolling around on his fucking scooter in Vegas with his bucket hat on, fucking with people. He and Micah Parsons were rolling around on their fucking scooters. Yeah.
No, they're it. Which makes a good point.
Injured guys.
Kelce for sure was probably in Scottsdale today for the Waste Management Open, just getting obliterated. Was he also? Yeah.
He was. Yeah, just getting absolutely. I'm not even joking. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good stuff. It's good. Good,
I think he may have had an ace yesterday on like a par three. Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah. NFL Quarterback Club was a video game series from 93 to 2001, by the way. It's a lot of years. Good stuff.
Some people could say the worst thing to end in 2001 wasn't the Twin Towers. It was the quarterback club.
That's the real terrorism, you know?
That's what the Saudis really took from us as a country was quarterback club.
Absolutely.
I need my Steve DeBerg branded hat from the quarterback club.
All right, let's do our list. How about that? Let's see. Ski, you came up with the list, right?
Mm-hmm. I did.
What's our list?
Our list is because the Winter Olympics is kicking off here, your top three Winter Olympic sports that you like / you think you could do decent in.
That's the key.
Too wordy. Oh, my God.
So, yeah, this is what I get for letting Ski fucking introduce the list, right? You know what I mean? Fucking.
I'm just saying.
Panoob. It's fucking Panoob. Did you know that there aren't actually a lot of Winter Olympic sports?
There's not. There's really not.
I realized that looking up.
There's like 12.
I realized that looking up ideas for this of sports that I think maybe I could do in the Winter Olympics. And, Well,
the skating has like 50 separate events, but it's essentially just skating.
They involve standing on the ice, sliding down some ice, standing on some snow, sliding down some snow. Ooh. That's pretty much it. That's pretty much it. All right, you want to start, Ski?
Yeah, I'll start. My number three is ski jumping. For one, I'm not afraid of heights, and I feel like that's a sport that you just hurl yourself down there, and somehow you're good at it.
Yep.
And then the other one is, I mean, you get a nice, like, meaty fucking dong out of it, apparently, now. So, I mean, that's just a bonus. That's just a bonus to doing that.
This is a good point. So, this was, we learned about this today, that apparently ski jumpers have been injecting naturally occurring normal body created acid into their dongs to make them bigger, so when they are fitted for their suits, it bulges out more. But then when they actually go through the air, their dong is back to normal size, and it gives like some wind resistance, because there's like there's some fabric flapping around instead of a dong. And apparently that helps with their ability to get distance, which that doesn't really make sense to me, but okay.
Wouldn't you think if you're trying to expand your suit, would you not just like plump up your fucking balls? Don't you think that would make, I think you could pump your balls up way more than you pump your dong up. I mean, you see those people that have those like cantaloupe balls.
I'm not sure you understand how anatomy works. What are you going to do with your...
Big balls will expand your suit down to give you more... I don't know. Like I said, we don't fully know the reason why they, but...
Yeah.
You get a bigger suit if you have bigger balls.
Are you dedicated to winning or not? Like...
I'm just saying, the last time I saw Big Balls, it was him getting his ass beat in D.C. as a Doge guy trying to buy cocaine. So...
Man, it sounds like this guy's not dedicated. That's what it sounds like to me. Like, that's all right. Not everybody's a champion.
I mean,
you know.
I mean, Barry Bonds shrunk his nuts to nothing to win and hit the most home runs ever.
Yep. Yeah. let's see. My number three is freestyle skiing. So get me on some skis and. Let me do my thing. I ain't gonna get a gold, but baby, I can freestyle. So I assume what this means is you're on some skis and then freestyle rapping, right? Like that's what that means, right? I'm pretty sure I can figure that out.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
See, the problem I had with like, doing like a skiing or snowboarding is like Lindsey Vonn is like, attention, I don't fully know the sport well enough that she's one of the best female downhill skiers ever, right?
Yep.
And she, every other Olympics that come around, just shatters her body into nothingness.
Uh-huh.
I feel like if one of us went down like those moguls and shit, we would end up like hit a rock somewhere.
There you go.
And just pre ourselves.
I am Alex, and I'm here to say that I am skiing in a major way. Booka booka doo boo doo doo. Give me the fucking gold. You know what I mean?
And smash
into a rock. Boom.
Yeah.
And then I at least get like an honorary medal for that, for dying for the art, for the culture.
I think we got to take back the word pre instead of like, oh, I'm going
to
pre.
Copper medal goes to Parappa the rapper.
Parappa the rapper. He's a rapping dog.
Hell yeah.
Hip hop dog.
Skis rock, they'll call it, according to Swoosh. Love that. All right, what's yours, gang?
My number one is alpine skiing, because I just want to go like this as I hit a flag type thing on my left side.
Yeah.
And they come down and hit it on my right.
I love it.
I think it looks fun.
Yeah. I love that too. I mean, you're not going to be going fast enough to where it like it would actually like knock you out like it has done to some people.
I could be going fast enough. I couldn't stop.
That's a
but there's a possibility I'm going fast enough.
Then it would.
I can go as fast as I can go faster than them for sure.
Yeah,
I'm not going around those things. No, it's
gravity, baby. I ain't turning at any point.
When is the last time any of you guys have skied or snowboarded?
I've never skied in my life. I've snowboarded a bunch. Probably like a couple years, I think. Yeah.
I think I was 15 and I nuked some like 8-year-old child going like full tilt. So kind of stopped doing that.
Their dad was sitting in Willamette Passes, Lodge,
just
watching
wasted.
I have a child. Going to get him.
Yeah, I your uncle-in-law'd some tiny little 8-year-old on the slopes. Just smushed him.
It's great with
I do.
It's great with a snowboard too, because when you take somebody out with a snowboard, it's like it's thick and it's like you can't miss them. Like you're taking them out. Yeah.
It's what?
Speaking of injecting things,
and you can't.
Jeez. All right, so threes from the chat. Let's see.
I do.
Yeah, go ahead.
I do enjoy how like cunty skiing is now. Where like 20 years ago, skiers were like dorks. Like, get off the mountain, dork. You're a skier. Oh. I'm a snowboarder.
That goes back to the 90s. Goes back to the 90s. Ski school 1 and 2, ski patrol. I mean,
now they have the upper hand.
Guess what? The bad guy skiers in those movies all had waterfall hair. Every one of them.
The upper crust. Skiers were the upper crust. And then snowboarders came around. Rebels.
They're fucking stoners. The stoner snowboarders.
Smoking marijuana.
Yep, exactly.
Smoking guns.
The skiers to drink some like fine cognac after the fucking hitting the slopes all day.
They're all named Buffy. They're
micro dosing on mushroom tea in the meantime.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Let's see. Threes from the chat. Swoosh, Jamaican bobsledder. Yeah, Jamaican specifically.
Wait, John.
Feel the rhythm.
He's John Candy.
Feel the rhyme.
Is that what he's saying?
Can't stop now.
And Booble's,
it's bobsled time.
Booble's orgies in the Olympic Village.
Are the winter Olympians, are they as freaky as the summer Olympians, do we think?
I'm pretty sure they fucking are.
No.
They're all German, so it probably gets pretty freaky.
Really? I feel like they're repressed.
Oh, the figure skaters are repressed. Yes, 1,000%.
I just feel like a lot of winter athletes are more repressed, kind of regardless of country.
I don't know.
Their Olympic events feel like they're more adrenaline fueled than the summer ones. So I think they got to chase that high off the slopes, and you get some wild shit. Would be my guess.
From one slope to another, right? Like, yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's see. WCP's is luge. Yep. So, I don't know. There's a couple of lugers on the gram. They're good follows. It's a public service announcement. They're good follows. I think there's one from like Australia somehow. Good follow.
Yeah.
Good follow. Nutian's number 3 is bobsled. Just push a little cart and take a ride. Yeah, pretty much. The way I'd be doing it.
of the 4-man bobsled, only 2 people have any kind of job. One drives and one throws on the brake at the end. The other 2 just sit.
Somebody's quote-unquote steering? Yeah, cool story, dude. Yeah, all right. Yeah,
they have a weird little like steering thing in front of them. Yeah.
Sure they do. Sure they do. Yep. Let's see. All right, Ski, what's your 2?
I too, it's either skeleton or luge, because that's just hurling yourself down the track.
So skeleton's the one. Is that the one where you're on your stomach?
Yeah, with your head facing forward.
Fuck that. Fuck that. In no fucking way am I doing skeleton under any circumstance. That is a broken skeleton at some point very soon during my run.
I mean, it's the same as if you're laying on your back. If you hit something, it's not like just because your head's falling forward, you're going to magically come like unscathed.
See, that's my number 2 is bobsled. And by the way, it's bobsleigh. Like it's,
yep, my number 2 is bobsleigh. Is
bobsleigh is the actual, yeah.
Because you ride the bobsled.
So
But you are bobsleighing.
I will be getting in the bobsled and laying down in the fucking fetal position. There's no chill way to do skeleton. Like, there's no chill way whatsoever. You're laying on your stomach. Even if you just let gravity take you, you're breaking your fucking neck. So there's no protection of any kind. So, yeah, Bob Slay is my two. That was year two, right, King? All right.
Yes.
WCP's number two, Bob Sled, which is wrong. Fucking figure it out, dude.
Bob Slay, you fucking dork.
Fucking noob.
In our world, we battle more academically prowess teams.
Sure do.
Learn how to read.
Swoosh is skeleton. Run belly flop onto the sled. Use your toes as brakes like a toboggan on a local hill. Yeah, okay, cool.
Yeah.
All right, good luck.
The thing about that is I'm shocked that Mr. Swoosh doesn't have, like, fear, like locked in, like traumatic stuff from his past. I was like, hey, there's a slip and slide, just jump on your belly, fine. And you just hit like a rock and it just tears your innards out,
a
like
pebble. Yeah,
yeah, a pebble. Just, and all of a sudden his intestines are laying on this trash bag that someone's stupid uncle has laid out for 90 feet.
Let me ask you a question. Have you ever fallen down on ice before? Like just gone ice skating with the fam and like,
yeah,
fallen down.
It hurts.
That shit fucking hurts. Now picture
it's
you're
insane.
Going like, now picture you're going like 60 miles an hour on your fucking face and then you slide along that ice on your face. No.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good.
No.
I'm fine.
You didn't say rock correctly according to Booble, by the way.
Rock.
Rock.
The rock.
Yeah.
The rock.
There we go.
The rock.
Let's see. Booble's number two is opening ceremonies. Yeah. That's actually good. That's really smart. Just wear weird shit and walk around. Wave a flag. Yeah. That's good.
Number one, the closing ceremonies.
Yep.
Trying to beat Booble to it.
Yep.
I will say, like, one weird, like, the weirdest thing about, like, the Winter Olympics in my life is, what year was it? 2016, maybe? When it was in Sochi?
Yeah. Sure.
No idea.
And you're like, oh, the Winter Olympics were in Russia. This makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
And every, like, drone shot in and out of, like, the event venues was like, there are fucking palm trees here? How does this make sense? It's 64 degrees in Sochi? What? How does this make any sense? And they just had to bring in all the ice and manufacture it themselves. That was so weird to me. I was like, Russia has a, like, warm vacation spot?
Yeah.
I was unaware.
Yeah. Since when? Sort of famously doesn't have that anywhere in the entire country. That's the point.
I've seen Rocky.
Yeah.
I've seen the Rocky. Like, it's cold.
Ran up a fucking mountain, man.
Yeah.
And then Nuttians,
I mean, they,
Nuttians 2 I guess it's a new one this year, ski mountaineering. So, like, you're on some skis, like, climbing mountains?
Country roads take me home.
All right.
The place.
What's your one, Ski?
My number one, I feel like you guys could be number one too, and that's curling. Because it's a sport you can do when you're drunk.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would pick biathlon if they made the contestants be drunk as well.
Drunk
now
shooting.
We're talking.
Yeah, drunk shooting. Yeah, it's good. Yeah, it's like curling or like cross country skiing, right? Like you're just like on some skis walking. Like I could do that shit.
My number one is cross country skiing.
Yeah.
Let me drop a 10-milligram edible and just go like just, this.
Right.
Just check out nature. Fuck it. I'll throw some headphones on. Like,
This beat's kind of sick. Oh,
let's see.
Listen to some podcasts while you're like rolling through the countryside. Yeah, man.
Far do they go?
That'll work. This is in Japan, right? These Olympics, right?
Italy.
It's same thing.
Close. close. Famously,
not
very
even,
close.
Not even fucking close. That's hilarious. All right. Well, fuck it. Yeah. Walk through the Italian countryside on some skis. High off your ass listening to podcasts. That'll work.
Yeah. Yeah. Northern Italy, famously known for having giant mountains.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Shout out to Sochi.
Oh, yeah. Hmm. Name one ski. Yeah. Didn't think so, dick. Let's see. All right. So that's all of our ones. Ones from the chat. Booble says hockey. He can be a goon for like Norway. So like you can't skate, but you're out there just swinging your stick around or something.
That's my problem with any of them is the ability to skate, period, let alone do something athletic with it.
Yeah. See, that's why I like cross-country skiing. I never skied in my life. I bet I could figure out cross-country skiing. Like you just go.
How far do they go?
It's like miles, right? Like
I can assume it's like miles. Yeah.
It's miles.
It's like 12 miles.
Yeah.
Like, you think you cross country ski for 12 miles?
Well, first of all, it's kilometers. Like what are we doing?
Oh, of course. Clicks. 12 clicks. You can go 12 clicks.
Let's see.
I mean, you get a good pod in and a good edible. you're telling me you can't just go shh.
All right, here's the events. Let's see. Make sure these are still going. So they got 4x10K, 50K, and 18K. So 50 kilometers.
Yeah, I don't think you're knocking out 50 kilometers in a day.
That's an afternoon. That is.
Can someone what is that in miles? What is that in America?
I think it's a one for one. You know what I mean?
It's essentially
it's
one
50K,
for one.
It's 50 miles as far as I'm concerned.
Let's see.
I ain't doing fucking conversions.
It is 31.069 miles.
Oh, so easier.
All
there
right.
You go.
Well, then I got to be honest. I probably can't do 31 miles.
18, though. That's 18.
I think I could knock out 10. I think I can knock out 10.
Well, there's a 15K. So you could do 10 miles. You could do 10 miles.
Yeah.
You could do that. It's much easier to manage in miles as far as I'm concerned.
All right, throwing a podcast, arguing about college football's playoff schedule. Well, actually, December 14th is better. Oh, yeah. Oh, I can do this.
Give it to me.
I can do this.
Hook it to my veins. All right. Once from the chat, Booble said hockey. WCP said biathlon. Suck at the skiing part.
I don't know what that is.
Good at shooting shit.
That's the cross country skiing, and then you shoot, and then
you ski to a place, shoot some stuff, ski to another place, shoot some stuff. I think that's how it works.
What a stupid sport.
Blame those fucking Euro trash.
I mean, yeah.
One of them was like, oh, you know, we got to have our army guys cross-country ski, but still know how to shoot. Let's make an Olympic event.
Stupid.
From Swoosh, Darius Miles, Booby Miles, Miles Teller. Fuck no, I ain't doing 10 miles. That's good. Let's see. Nutian, WCP stole mine, so I'll go with speed skating. No, you won't.
I would love to see you speed
skating. No, you won't.
Those skates look so scary. They are the longest, sharpest looking things I've ever seen.
Yeah, you will cut yourself and fall down immediately. Not in that order.
Speed skating is like the scariest thing.
Yeah, just sever my Achilles instantly.
Regular skating is impossible. Yeah. Speed skating? Your head down. You look like the fucking Predator.
Yeah.
Like, or the alien, I mean.
Alien,
what are we doing?
Look,
alien. Oh, my God.
I get you're doing all this, like, CrossFit stuff, bro, but, like, your thighs are not built for speed skating yet. Keep it up. Keep up the good work. But have you seen the thighs on Apollo Ono? Like
Apollo Anton
Ono. Anton
Ono.
Sir.
That's Apollo Anton Ono to you, sir.
See, I almost feel like they're the reverse of the ski jumpers, where you'd want your junk being like as small as possible because you want the tightest fitting leotard.
Tight. Well, yeah. Maybe that's why Natian's into it. I don't know, man. I don't know what you're packing. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, you tuck that shit, I think.
Built for it. Yeah. Just...
Do you think Olympians actually get like self-conscious, like when they're
when those outfits,
their leotard? Yeah, because that, like, obviously, is like a high school kid, and you're wrestling in, you know, Mapleton, Oregon. You're like in a cold, drafty gym in January with the door open, because if it's closed, it would be a fire danger. Like, of course, you're self-conscious that your print isn't exactly majestic. But if you're an Olympian, do you even care?
No.
I bet. Well, I think the suits are built so they don't show the curvature. You know what I mean?
I mean, let's go for the women's side. You can't hide that with those. You can't hide any kind of figure in those outfits.
But you're not seeing camel toes during the fucking Winter Olympics ski. Because
Have you seen them finish when they like they rip off their little alien head and then they unzip their thing? They're like just like down to like there and just like start cruising like that.
Yeah, it's a good look. It's a good look.
I mean, it also helps being like an Olympic level athlete. So your body's like probably in pretty good shape to be a little less self-conscious.
Correct.
So
I would guess so.
Yeah. Correct. I'm guessing they don't have as much of a problem.
Correct. Yeah.
Okay. But again, for King's sake, it's like if you're a dude,
it's freezing cold, man.
Just like a little turtle head popping up in your leotard. That's not a good look. That's not a good look.
Yeah.
I don't even care if you win gold. It's a loss.
Yeah. Imagine getting on the gold medal stand and you've just got like this tiny protruding, you know, half inch, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. That's your legacy.
Yeah.
Legacy.
You have kids later on. They're like, Dad, you don't even have a penis. That's a clitoris.
I mean, is it worth,
good on you, which is a fake thing. Don't get me wrong. That is not a real thing, but
is it worth it as a, let's say you're a South Korean speed skater and you know, if you,
where are you going, Ski? Where are you going, Ski?
Because guess what? If you medal, you get out of your like military duties that you have to do. Is it worth that humiliation to not have to do 2 years of military shit?
Yes, because you're Asian and everyone expects it anyway. All right.
Question asked, question answered.
Speaking of prints, Swoosh's number one is curling. Get it? Curl. Get it? It should be curve, but yeah. Anyway. In honor of sports and suds, I just want to gently lean on a broom screaming hard.
Hard!
at my best friend.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
I mean, that's what you'd say to your fucking bros.
It's pretty good. Pretty good. Let's see. What else we got here? Anything else? No, I think we're good. Who's going to be the first to post an Olympic camel toe in the Discord? Says Ask Swoosh. That's going to be Ski. So, yeah, I think there's your answer. All right, that's it. Anything else?
Did you give out our movie for the week?
I sure didn't. I was just about to, though. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening, everybody. I am Alex. He is King. He is Ski. This has been the Sports Brewery Podcast. We have a movie podcast every Sunday. Please watch. What's the movie we watched this week? It was King's movie.
The Rip.
Watch The Rip. It's on Netflix. Ben Affleck, Matt Damon. Watch that. Listen to us talk about it. Again, we are on Twitch, twitch.tv/TSPpod. If you want to watch us do this podcast live, you may do so there. Hit the subscribe button. Give us ducats. It's great. And if you miss anything, you can watch them on YouTube. Also, posted on YouTube today, Ski did his pack opening podcast on Tuesday. So that can also be seen on Twitch live every Tuesday. And then if you miss him, you can watch those on YouTube. That's it. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening, guys. Fuck Seahawks. Bye.